Hello, Houston. Hare Krishna. And welcome. You are listening to the Waves of Devotion at 106.1 FM. We are your hosts, Radha
and Vasubi.
You can listen to this program live at tunein.com or simply download the TuneIn app. But anyways, it's summer and it's Father's Day.
I've been waiting for this day for such a long time, and I have such a great prize for my dad.
Obviously. But yeah, I do too.
So Radha, I know you had many exams of the last week of school. Doesn't it feel so good to relax and calm down for a while?
Man, it does feel good. I mean, now I can concentrate on other things I've always wanted to do. But, you know, we'll just have to talk more about this amazing summer, you know, after the chanting of the verses. So it's chapter 16. Gentleness, modesty, and steady determination. Vigor, forgiveness, fortitude. Cleanliness, freedom from envy, and the passion for honor. These transcendental qualities, O son of Bartha, belong to godly men endowed with divine nature.
Darpo bimanascha
enemies belong to those of demonic nature, O son of Pritha.
Text 5.
Paramah.
necessity of human civilization. Thus, there is no end to their anxiety. Being bound by hundreds and thousands of desires, by lust and anger, to secure money by illegal means for sense gratification.
Text 13, 14, and 15. Idam atyamaya labham imam prapsye manoratham.
The demoniac person thinks, so much wealth to do I have today, and I will gain more according to my schemes. So much is mine now, and it will increase in the future more and more. He is my enemy, and I have killed him, and my other enemy will also be killed. I am the Lord of everything. I am the enjoyer. I am perfect, powerful, and happy. I am the richest man, surrounded by aristocratic relatives. There is none so powerful and happy as I am. I shall perform sacrifices. I shall give some charity, and thus I shall rejoice. In this way, such persons are deluded by ignorance. Bound by a network of illusion, one becomes too strongly attached to sense enjoyment and falls down into hell.
Text 17. Atma sambhavita stabtha dhanamana madanvita yajante.
Self-complacent and always impudent, deluded by wealth and false prestige, they sometimes perform sacrifices in name only, without following any rules or regulations.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Thank you.
Welcome back, listeners, to the Waves of Devotion. First, before talking more about how awesome the summer's gonna be, it's Father's Day! How cool is that? Recently, Mother's Day came up, and now it's Father's Day. I wish all you listeners to have a great Father's Day, and I hope all of you planned a little something for your dads, because guys, they totally deserve it.
Yeah, they actually really do. And because I mean, from the full-time jobs to looking after their time-consuming children, I mean, I'm surprised they don't have like walking canes and like gray hair at the age of 40. And guys, here's a little secret. If you don't have anything great planned, hey, that's cool. But I also heard that fathers are really into ties and watches. Like, they love that more than anything. And that's actually one of the older traditions of Father's Day. So, just get your dad a good tie or a good watch, and there goes your awesome Father's Day present. And although there's no evidence of its origin, it's actually believed that the word dad, it dates back as early as the 16th century. And it's said to come from the first syllables uttered by babies, which is, you know, pa. And the kinship suffix ter. So that pa and ter, the form, it's a Latin word, and it says pater. And the Spanish word for father is padre, and the French word for father is pere. You know, that takes baby talk to a whole new meaning. But, okay, let me ask you a question. Who is your father, Vasi?
My dad's name is Ravi.
Okay, and you have cousins, right? So, who is the father of both you and your cousins?
Well, I think that would be my grandfather, right?
Good, good. Now, who is the father of your grandfather and his grandfather?
I don't have any idea. Where are you going for with this?
Well, it must be weird for me to ask these questions, right? But do you want to know who the father of your grandfather's grandfather is?
Sure, but I doubt you know who it is.
Well, guess what? You know him too. He said, Sarva yonishu kanteya, murtaya, sambhavanitaya, tasam brahma mahadyonir, aham bija pradapita. In this verse, Krishna actually explains that it should be understood that all species of life are made possible by birth in this material nature, and that I am the seed-giving father.
Oh, now I understand. I was really confused when you kept asking me those weird questions.
Well, I wanted to get you to this point. So he is our eternal father. So who's that again?
Krishna.
Exactly. He has not only given birth to all of us, but he has given birth to thousands of universes and millions of Milky Ways who have people just like us there.
But you know what? He isn't just our father. He's our best friend. And he's always with you, even if it's not physically. How can you guarantee that our biological parents are going to be there forever with us, or at least until we are grown up? But you know who is there for your lifetime, after lifetimes? Krishna. He is still next to you, even if you're a criminal, a psychopath, or a weirdo. And he is still with you, and he will come to your aid if you ask sincerely. Can anyone else do that? Sure, your dad can come get you when you're hurt or sick. What if you're stranded in the middle of nowhere?
Yeah, and you have no cell reception. And what if there's nobody else around for miles? Who can help me now? Well, the only way I see is to hold Krishna's hand and just let him walk you through. I mean, I guess it's worked for me.
Yeah, he's been there for me. I get scared when I'm upstairs all alone in my house. When my sister or my mom isn't there to come upstairs with me, all I have to do is chant Krishna's name and I'm fine. But I still get scared.
I mean, that's okay. It's natural, man. I mean, I'm sure you know that Krishna's there, but hey, we all are still human, you know, and it takes time. So if you chant more and more, that fear goes away and you have full faith in Krishna that he's beside you. So keep up the good work, Vasavi.
So to say our gratitude to Krishna, let's all listen to this song. This song was sung by His Grace Srila Prabhupada, called Yashomati Nandana.
Yashomati Nandana Raja Parana Toro Yashomati Nandana Raja Parana Asur Kulana Shola
Welcome back, listeners, to the Waves of Devotion at 106.1 FM.
So as we mentioned earlier, it's finally summer vacation for those who had school. Now, unlike Radha, who had exams on the last day of school, I had a blast. We had a huge party in our classroom, and it was so fun.
Yeah, I'm thinking about catching up on some reading and watching movies.
Same here, but listeners, have you guys planned anything? I mean, it's finally summer vacation. So like Hawaii, Orlando, New York, maybe London.
Yeah, I actually heard that Hawaii and Miami are great this time of year. And going to Miami sounds so divine and amazing. That's actually one of the places I really want to go to.
So listeners, I hope you guys are planning something because summer doesn't last forever. So now is the time to book your plane tickets and go to your dreamland.
Well, aren't you enthusiastic about this? But who wouldn't be? Speaking of dreamlands, I really want to go to Vrindavan. I mean, Vrindavan is the place in India.
Vrindavan? You mean the place in India?
Yeah, that's the one. I've never been there and it looks really holy. And there are four main places I really want to go to in India.
Oh, where are they?
Well, it's Vrindavan, Dwarka, Mathura, and Jagannath Puri.
Oh, cool. I heard that the four of them are special or something.
Yeah, I can't remember most of it. But it was said that they're the four pillars of India or something along that. I have to check that up.
Yeah, Vrindavan was where Krishna passed his childhood. So that was where he lifted the Govardhan Hill. I'm sure you all know the story. And for some of you, he was also known as Little Muckinchort, or the Butter Thief. Yep, this was also where he used to give the gopis such a hard time being a naughty kid. His pastimes never get old to me.
And don't forget how his mother tied him up to a grinding mortar, and how Krishna knocked down two of the biggest trees in all of Vrindavan. And at such a young age, he killed the demons Putana, Agasura, Bakasura, Rishtasura, and gosh, all these other demons. And there were so many he killed. You know, each pastime is so amazing and so entertaining.
Hey, you know, there are these cartoons of Krishna called Little Krishna. It's so cute and funny how the way they show Krishna growing up as a baby. And they showed Vrindavan as such a beautiful place with so much greenery, bushes, trees full of fruits and flowers, butterflies, monkeys, birds, so many amazing things. Well, anyway, we cannot expect all of that in this current age, but that is where Krishna spent his childhood. And that's why I really want to visit that place in the holidays.
And then there's Mathura. This was where Krishna finally killed his evil uncle Kamsa. I'm sure you know that story, Vasavi. And that's really cool. The city is where Kamsa imprisoned his father, Ugrasena, just to get his kingdom. And he also imprisoned his sister and brother-in-law, Devaki and Vasudev. And Krishna met his birth-giving father and mother here. So I think we can all see those places and remember Krishna. I honestly can't wait to see it.
Yeah, that's so cool. And now Jagannath Puri Temple. This is one of the most visited holy places in India. Krishna, Balaram, and their sister resides in the form of Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra in this temple. There are many, many pastimes of Jagannath, which we can cover on some other day. The temple was built around the 12th or 13th century and was built by a famous king who was a great devotee of the Lord. His temple is built on the banks of the Bay of Bengal in Orissa. And do you want to know what the cool thing is? The whole city is shaped like a conch shell. It's a symbol that the city is so holy and is the abode of Lord Vishnu.
That's cool because I haven't heard of any other place being in the same shape or anything different. I mean, just normal stuff. But since this temple is huge, it has millions of people coming every year. And the temple, it has four entrances to get in. And there's a lot of security around the premises just to make sure everything is safe for the millions of people.
Yeah, there's another really cool thing about Jagannath Puri. You want to know?
Yeah, I'd love to.
The boys who live there, they climb the huge temple with no safety support at all, like no bungee ropes.
Oh, wow.
Like no ropes, nothing like that. All they like climb on is the bricks or like the stones. And it's really dangerous, but they're so dedicated and they hang the temple flag every morning.
Yeah.
Every day.
Mm-hmm. I know what they do. Yeah, I know about this. And even when it does just rain and when the temple is slippery and, you know, unsteady, like you said, the boys every morning, they climb to the very top of the temple, like you said again, without any help from nets or cords to hold them up. And they hoist the flag onto the flagpole. And just like that, at the end of the day, the boys go in the evening and they get the flag back down. I mean, maybe they're trained for this kind of job, but still, it's really cool and awesome and super dangerous. And when people go to Puri, people definitely do not miss that. And I want to go to Puri to see that also.
Well, I really want to visit Badrinath Temple the most.
Oh, really? That sounds nice, but I don't know much more. I don't know about this temple a lot.
Yeah, well, this temple is not located in just an ordinary place. It's located in the Himalayas, and the roads to get there are so narrow, and it can be very dangerous, especially when it's winter and the roads are completely covered in ice, and in fact, the whole temple is covered in ice. So they close up the temple for winter and open it back up in the fall.
Yeah, and since it's summer right now, it's the perfect time to visit the Badrinath Temple, right?
Yeah, but I don't want to just visit those places. There's Navadweep, Radhakund, Shyamakund. There are so many super cool places you guys can visit this summer.
Yeah, well, since we just talked about the summer, there's another really nice festival coming up. And it's in 2 weeks from now, July 11th. And remember how we talked about the Jagannath Puri temple?
Yeah.
And the temple was known to have Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra deities?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that event is coming up, guys. It's called the Rath Yatra. And this festival, it involves having a huge cart holding the Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra deities. And the devotees, they pull the cart with long and thick ropes along the streets of town.
Wow.
And some people might think this is crazy, but once they actually get involved, they're like, I've met some of these people and they're just like, oh my God, this is so cool. But it's such a culture shock for them because they've never really seen anything like it. I mean, while on the streets, we do kirtan, we toss out peanut butter, burfi snacks, and you know, a lot of people who are actually new to this whole thing, they join, and sometimes we can block traffic, but you know, it's like entertainment for the people who are in cars and everything. It's actually really fun. And the event is coming up July 11th. That's the Saturday. So please, not the Saturday. It's a Saturday. So try to keep your calendars free, listeners, and come out and attend this festival. This entire program will start at 6 p.m. We'll have many booths there with food, clothing booths, henna booth, singing and dancing. And guess who our star guests are? The Maya Puris.
Haribo!
Haribo, yeah. They are an awesome, awesome, awesome kirtan group that travel around the world and chant the holy name of Krishna. And literally almost everyone is surprised and super excited to see them whenever they come to Houston.
They're so good. They're so good.
All the kids love them. All the kids. So do not miss this opportunity to hear and actually meet the Maya Puris. I'm sure they have 5 members. And one of them is Vrinda. She's a great dancer. She's a terrific dancer. So this is like meeting the Beatles or like Justin Bieber. You'll find everything you want to know about the Rath Yatra at the ISKCON Temple Houston website. It is iskonhouston.org. ISKCON is spelled ISKCON Houston.org. So please visit that and you'll find it on the very first page. You'll see about the Rath Yatra. And so since we're talking about the Rath Yatra and Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, there's this very nice song. It's called the Jagannath Ashtakam. And this was sung by our very own Shabda Haridas. And this song, it basically tells the glories of Jagannath Baladev and Subhadra when they were in their form. So this is a very, very, very beautiful, mesmerizing, calming song. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you. No, you're too young.
Welcome back, listeners. You're listening to the Waves of Devotion at 106.1 FM. Also, on another note, this month is very special and auspicious. It is the month of Purushottam, the Purushottam month. And it started June 16th, and it will end July 17th. But this month is very special because it is very, very, very special to Krishna. And he becomes very merciful on this month. And this month only comes once in every 4 years. So it's kind of like the Olympics. So the glories of Purushottam month are from the Padma and Skanda Puranas. Lord Krishna said, "Purushottam month has all the power I have to bless its observer. One who follows Purushottam Vrata will destroy all his past and sinful reactions. And whoever, without performing Purushottam Vrata, one cannot perform pure devotional service. The Purushottam Vrata will destroy all his past and sinful reactions. The value of Purushottam month is far more valuable than all the other types of austerities and religious activities mentioned in the Vedas. And anyone who observes Purushottam Vrata will return to my abode, Goloka, at the end of his life." Durvasa Muni said, "Just by bathing in a holy water during Purushottam month, one becomes sinless. The glory of all other months is not even equal to 1/6 of the glory of the Purushottam month. By bathing in a holy place, giving charity, and chanting the holy name, Krishna, during this Purushottam month, all miseries are destroyed, and one attains all kinds of perfection and fulfills all of his desires." Valmiki Muni said, "By observing this month, one attains more benefit than performing 100 horse sacrifices." So, as you can see, this month is like all of your fastings for the Lord combined together. So this month is very auspicious. And you can do these small steps just to, you know, to worship this month. You can chant extra rounds for the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. You can study the Srimad Bhagavatam or the Bhagavad Gita. You must offer daily ghee lamp to Radha Krishna deity. And you have to take a vow to remain truthful for one whole month. And you have to be careful not to blaspheme any devotee, which means, you know, offend or insult any devotee. You can hear Harikatha, stories about Krishna. You can worship Radha Krishna by offering fresh lotus, rose, tulsi leaves, or garlands to Sri Sri Radha Krishna. And you can sing bhajans and kirtans. So basically, whatever service you can do for the Lord, you can do in this month. And for Purushottam month, it's very auspicious to have any kind of spiritual activity to do at home. You know, the ISKCON Hare Krishna temple, it has a group where they can actually come to your house and perform the evening program at your home. And this program consists of basically talking about the glories of Purushottam month from the scriptures. There will be lively kirtan. There will be ghee lamp offerings to Lord Krishna. And then there is dinner prasadam. And for prasadam, it can be of your choice. So you can have mixed cut fruits or light snacks or a full course vegetarian meal. The temple will provide everything while you just provide the prasadam. That's it. It's highly recommended to have devotees at home and serve them in this auspicious month. If you are interested, please call this number to get more details and to set up a time slot to have this program at your home. So write this down if you're interested. The number is 281-235-3590. Again, that's 281-235-3590. And you can also find more about this at the ISKCON Houston website, iskconhouston.org. And before we conclude this program, I want to announce about today, the Sunday feast evening program in the Hare Krishna Temple. So, this past week, there was a kids' Gita camp where they learned all about the verses from the Bhagavad Gita and so many other fun activities. And yesterday, they did a Harinam Sankirtan. And for those of you who don't know, it is the chanting of the holy names on the street. And they also did just a mini Jagannath Rath Yatra, so they pulled the Jagannath cart around town square. And I'm kind of running kind of late, but so we would like to conclude this program. We all invite you to come to the Sunday feast program today at the ISKCON Houston Temple. There's a Gita camp, this past Gita camp, the kids, they're presenting whatever they learned during Gita camp, so I'm sure it'll be very, very, very interesting. So please come out tonight and join the temple for this Gita camp presentation, a nice discourse lecture, some very nice kirtan, and very, very good, a full course vegetarian prasadam. So this is, you're listening to the Waves of Devotion at 106.1 FM. We will be back same time, same day, same channel next time, next Sunday. We are your hosts, Radha
and Vasavi,
signing off for today. Hare Krishna.